Yeah, it's the same thing this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, 72 meters, right? Yeah. Raleigh Flinders, Reggie Jackson,
Campy, Rudy.
Who's the MVP?
Tennis.
That's right.
May 20th, and now you see the Astros for the first time this year. Your last division rival to be seen this year. It's kind of awkward. You have to wait 2 months to see them.
Well, not really. I think the way the schedule lays out, there's always one team in the division that takes longer to get to. That's what I got.
Morning, I know every day you come out with the mentality to win, but on days when Paul Blackburn has started this year, do you feel something different about his start, just given the success he's had?
I don't think we feel different. I think, it's exciting to have Paul on the mound with the success he's had. But as you talk about, our expectation is to come out and win every day. Paul's given us that opportunity when he takes the mound. And, I think for our club, regardless of who's on the mound, our mindset's still prepare to win a baseball game.
Tinder came off the bench and did that pitch at the pitch hit in the RBI. Coming off the bench and coming off the pitch, is it something that we're talking about them as far as impressive skill goes?
Well, I think anytime you pinch hit, whether it's in a big situation, to start an inning or to get a big hit to win a game, the preparation for us as players starts prior to just saying, hey, you're going to go hit. These guys work really hard to get themselves prepared during the course of the game to think through where they're going to hit, if they're going to have that opportunity. So, and then really that's what they can control. They control the preparation, and then the at-bat in itself is to go up and take a quality at-bat. And Chad's been able to do that in that role here with the A's. He's used to coming off the bench and being in that moment. It doesn't make it any easier, but it just definitely helps us in the preparation of the process.
Is it a hard skill to master?
It's not. I don't think you can master it. I did it in my career as a pinch hitter at the end of my career. The best year I had was in Milwaukee, coming off the bench in that role. And it's tough. You're thrown in and expected to go get that hit.
How Luis Barrera came out of that game yesterday after he knocked himself against every part of the stadium, the chair, the wall. Is he okay?
Yeah, both of our corner guys are okay. One decided he wanted to sit down in their visiting bullpen and ask who was coming in next, see if he could get a little leverage there. And the other one wanted to shake hands or take the security guard seat that was left there. So both those guys play the game hard and aggressively, and those it showed yesterday by their attempts to catch balls that put themselves possibly in risk of being injured. So I told Ramon, hey, again, that's the player that I want in Ramon, to go see him go 100 miles an hour. And knock on wood, he was not injured from that play, but that's that mindset that Ramon plays with, that aggressive mentality, and you can see it coming back. So,
Coliseum requires certain navigational skills.
Only in foul territory. Most of the new stadiums require that in the outfield. Our outfield is standard could get, with maybe a little bit of the left center angle, but it's pretty much traditional. So,
Noisy just at the plate for the past week or so. I know he's dealing with that groin injury for a while. Have you seen from his bats anything different?
I think if I'm evaluating it fairly, and I think we've talked a little bit about it, there may be a little more aggressive mentality early count to to the pool side that we've seen in the beginning of the year. And that's fair. It can always creep in. You know, as hitters, you want to pull the baseball and hit for power. So, you know, I think over the last couple of days, you saw him use the other side of the field. So, balancing the count leverage, pull side swing versus the, you know, good, you know, approach of staying to the right side of the diamond for him.
What are some of the things that make Framber Valdez so tough?
Everything. Fastball, it's got life, but the two-seamer and the change, if that's what he calls it, the bottom of the zone, when he dominates the bottom of the zone, it's going to be tough day. And you want to get him elevated, but elevated, it could be 95 at the top, so kid's pretty good pitcher. Makes sense. It's a hard game. You understand that there's failure 70% of the time, and you're going to put on a uniform and play in an all-star game because you're 30% successful. That's the game. It's not fair. You can square a baseball up and not be rewarded for it. You have to have the right mindset that, okay, I did everything I could possibly do, and yet I didn't have the result. So, you know, I think the ability to take the positives out of the game as well as you can when you're playing every day is how we grow as players, and I think can improve our ability to get out of the negative. So it's not easy. We continually learn in this game. When you think you have it mastered, it'll show you you don't. Most of us, it shows you don't. There's a certain three-letter word behind a player's name that never are humbled, or for an extended period of time. Those Hall of Fame guys have the ability to master this game.
With Elvis hitting fit today, is that smart to know what you guys are seeing from him?
Elvis has done a nice job, you know, and he's a contact guy. He has had success with putting the baseball in play, and over the last 2 weeks, he's been one of our better bats right now.
I know you mentioned yesterday with Kevin Smith in the butt in the fifth inning, as you know, being that option that he has. But in that situation, when you see a hitter do that, is there any concern that maybe it's kind of
He's playing the game for the team. That's what we talk about all the time. You know, what can we do to better the team, to give the team the best chance to win? So, in that situation, his goal is to get another run across the plate and give the next guy up behind him the chance to drive in the last run to tie the game. So, I like it. I like the mentality. I think we can need to continue to play good team baseball and get the next guy up.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, my pleasure. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Yeah.
Cuts.